Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Which Kentucky county would you guess leads the way in utilizing locally grown produce in school cafeterias? Well, this is totally unofficial, but a good guess might be Owsley County.
Yes, in previous years, we have always purchased from the local farmers here in our county and try to utilize what was grown locally in our cafeterias, probably for the last 12 to 15 years.
Charlotte Thompson, Owsley County School System's Food Service Director, says last year they purchased 3 tons, about $7,000 worth, from local farmers and have recently begun supplementing that by growing their own.
2 years back, we started back up our own garden. We have a school farm that's 10 acres and it's located right here on the high school's campus. And through grants and through various different organizations, we were able to get our farm back up in operation, and our FFA manages the farm and they grow and produce various different types of fruits and vegetables that we use daily in our cafeteria.
She says a school system requirement for paying invoices on a monthly basis has been a problem for expansion for more individual grower arrangements, but the FFA connection has been a real boost. Last year, they even had excess tomatoes processed into salsa for longer-term use on the cafeteria line. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
The situation at Owsley County School, says Food Service Director Charlotte Thompson, is unique. It's a great experience for the FFA kids and a good buy for the school.
I have a contract with the school system that they will sell to me at or below market value on everything, so I just do a contract with my local school district to purchase from them.
General reaction from the student body has been good in the cafeteria, and help from the FFA kids has been invaluable as well.
Well, the kids are a huge part of why it's so successful, because they're the ones that's planting and taking care of it and harvesting it, and they're even helping like with the preparation. For instance, the fresh corn, the FFA groups, they all shuck the corn and they break the beans and it's all brought into the cafeteria. The kids have a big part in what they're eating.
Charlotte Thompson on Eating Fresh in Owsley County Schools. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.